Kwala today in honor of the new president and in solidarity with Mike London speak English for a nice change. I'm very happy, of course, and I think maybe especially Americans abroad who have been suffering in the last 8 years under this sort of difficult reign of Bush are especially happy now. But I think it's very hard to predict whether Obama will change the world. If we talk about concrete economic and foreign policy, I think those things, as we don't know him as a politician, we just know him as a candidate. But I think for me what's so exciting beyond his race is that I think he's bringing new values and a new political philosophy, and if you want a new style to politics, I think that's why he managed to bring in so many young people. For the first time in my adult life, there's a politician who seems to be communicating honestly to us. In America, we have a word called spin, that everything you present to the public has to be spun or manipulated, which suggests two things. It suggests the politician is a product that you have to sell, and it suggests that you don't respect who you're talking to if you can't speak to him honestly. So he's, for one thing, he's honest. He seems to be honest. He seems to tell us the story straight, what he's going to do. And that's completely, for me, revolutionary. And it's exciting how that will change not only America, but the world. And then also, since Kennedy, we haven't had a president who has really called on higher values, as Obama did yesterday. He spoke of responsibility, service, sacrifice, loyalty, patriotism, which I think America has enough of already, but whatever, that's not necessary. And that's also a new thing. After 9/11, Bush told the American people to go out and go shopping if they wanted to help the cause. And Giuliani told us to go buy an SUV, a sports utility vehicle. So now, finally, we have somebody who's asking us to be our better selves. And I think that also can change politics in America. It can change the body politic, citizens. And so that's an exciting change. And the last thing I would like to say that might have a bearing on Slovenia is another big change is a political philosophy that he wants to end the polarized politics and the absolutism that we have.